Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Is I was trying to see about how I could get my start a new claim or reinstate an old claim.
Okay, can I have your I can do a claim for you, sir.
Okay. It's 421-214820.
I have 421-214820.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and could you please verify your name?
Dave Patterson.
Date of birth?
January 21st, 1973.
Mother's maiden name?
Fowler.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Dave L. Patterson.
Yes, ma'am.
12173.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I see it already started. Okay. If you approve for benefits, sir, are you doing direct deposit or benefit card?
A direct deposit.
I need your checking or savings.
It's going to be checking.
I need your routing number and your bank account number.
Okay, the bank account number is 101.
Wait a minute, 101-02-01-02.
Yeah, 451-1529.
Let me call this back to you, please. I have 101-02-45-11529.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need your routing number.
Okay. Let me get that for you real quick. She would let me pull it up here.
Okay.
Might take just a second. It's on my app.
Okay. Get off my Facebook page.
Okay. Okay, it's 062-062-0000.
I have 062-000-80. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, could you please verify your mailing address?
It's 3356 Lock Haven Road.
Okay.
Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Okay, 36109 Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Hold on one sec. Okay. And could you verify your phone number?
334-235-6198.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1988 Suburban L Line, a 1992 Geo Storm, a 93 Volvo, or 94 BMW, or none of the above?
Geo Storm.
Okay, based on your background, in what city is 1076 Lago, Citrus, A Drive, Moody, Rainbow City, Scottsboro, or Valley?
really don't know.
Okay, because it says city. The city name is Lagocidra 5TAA Drive.
I'm not sure what that is.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bugs R Us Pest Services, Cecil Hotel, Earl Scraps of Ohio, or Hager Hinges?
Hager Hinges.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have a certificate, a trading certificate, sir? You did a trade for a certificate?
Yes, ma'am. It's Equitech.
Sir?
I did a out there at JP Tech.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? That's it? Okay.
That's got to be it.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
I did, but it was a temporary under the table thing for one day, and it didn't work out. It was
okay.
It wasn't,
so I need to go back and say no. Hold on. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, did you file or receive unemployment in another state?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay, have you worked since the last time you filed? I see you said no, and
I recently did some work for cash, but it was a one day thing, which was
right.
Actually yesterday.
Okay, well, we're gonna say no. We'll say no. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll say no. That ain't okay. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the last day worked?
It's November of last year.
Okay, 11, what date? Around the first, middle, or the end of November?
The end of November.
We'll say around the 25th, 2021,
ma'am.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and since the most Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, that was probably 2020 on that.
I'm sorry. So we're going to say 11/25/2020?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, do you work for yourself or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't work for myself.
Are you working on solely on commission?
I'm not working at all right now.
I know. These are just the questions that you ask. Are you currently working with commission? Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain and work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And, sir, what was your job title? What did you do?
Assembly
line.
Yes, ma'am. It's okay. Assembly a workstation.
Okay. So work as part of a team, have responsibility for incentive. Okay, assembly. Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually awaiting a call back from Steris as we speak.
Okay, but that was storeroom fasteners. That's who you worked for, who you're applying for your your unemployment?
Well, that's probably already exceeded its limitations already.
Oh, okay.
From what I've been told, but I'm still out trying to find work since that has already reached its limits.
Oh, that's fine. We still can go ahead forward. We can still move forward. Could I have the number to that fastener place, please?
Okay, let me find it. I'll have to look it up.
Okay. And the next thing I'm going to need is your employment start date and your last day work with them in city and state.
Okay. I want to say it was around, oh, goodness.
You started when?
October. Around October the 14th.
What year?
2015.
Okay. And what was your last day worked?
November 25th, 2020.
Okay. And what I need again, in what city and state?
Montgomery, Alabama. I gotta look up that number.
Yes, please.
Okay. It's so easy to talk to.
Yes, sir. It's okay.
Storeroom Fastener, Montgomery. Storeroom. Storeroom Fastener, Montgomery. It's my phone's listening.
Okay.
I think I'm searching for a song. Storeroom Fastener.
What's she doing, girl? Ain't no telling.
Storeroom Fastener. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can find it because I know
okay.
I have a notepad somewhere. I have another gadget I can use.
Okay.
If I wasn't looking for it, it'd be right out here.
Right
in front of me.
That's how it normally is, too. It sure is.
Oh, goodness. None of that paperwork. Bear with me, while this power's up, I can do this. I'm not wanting to do a search while I'm on the phone. Storeroom Fastener. It's not wanting to do a search while I'm on the phone.
Oh, gosh. It might not, can't do, you don't have nothing with it wrote down, huh? Do you have it, you don't have it in your book, in your phone?
Here we go. You know what, that's a good it. Storeroom Fastener. Alright. I probably do have it right here on my phone. Okay, here it is.
Okay.
It's 334.
Okay.
271-3152.
I have 334-271-3152.
That's it.
Okay. Good. And we got all the other information out the way. Okay, are you expected to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. I wish I was.
Okay. Okay. I know. I feel you. Okay, sir. Why are you no longer there? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
I was discharged.
Okay.
Not by my own. I didn't want to be.
Okay. What was the reason?
Forced out.
You was forced.
They said it was attendance, but that we had two different clock-in stations. One was the Android software, and one was the Windows desktop, and sometimes they would not be in sync with each other. It'd be a minute or two off.
Oh, okay.
So if it was a minute or two off, I would let them know, and they'd be, oh, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Right.
But we had some hot shot come in there. They hired, and they used that against me.
So it's saying tardiness, correct?
It's using that as they used it against me, even though that was part of it. But they would, any time I would get caught in a storm or whatever, I'll ride a motorcycle to work and tried to say I took an extra lunch, which I didn't. I was a good employee and I was professional about what I loved my job. Until
right.
This hotshot got in there and he ran the offer. It took him a year to do it, but he finally.
So what they were saying, tardiness?
Trying to say, yes, ma'am. And it was, one would be off a minute or two, and then I would let him know. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. They'll fix it up front.
Okay.
They used it against me.
What was the name and the title? Who was the name and title of the person who discharged you?
His name was Chris. Chris. I don't have to worry about his name.
You don't know his last name?
It's
Yes,
man. Chris, C-H-R-I-S.
Okay, what was he, a manager, a GM? What was his title?
He was production manager and also somewhat the warehouse manager, too. But he wasn't my direct warehouse manager. The original warehouse manager was Steve.
Okay, but Steve couldn't speak up for you, huh?
He was my direct supervisor. My direct supervisor was
we just needed the name of the person. I just needed the name of the person who discharged you, and that was Chris, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
what was the date of discharge?
The last week in November, somewhere in there. I'll come up. I'll get his last name here in just a second. I can't think of his last name.
I don't need his last name, sir. I just need the date of your discharge.
Okay. Tut was my immediate supervisor.
Okay, I just need the date of discharge. I need the date that Chris told you goodbye.
Okay, that was it. Around November, whatever that was.
November
yes,
of 2021 or 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, that?
It's been over a year.
I see. Okay. What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
That's what they were saying.
Being late?
What happened was, they said it was, but I had a doctor's appointment, and I had my doctor's excuse from my chiropractor, and an hour and a half after I turned it in, they came out there and fired me after they then took me off my workstation and had me doing stuff that was more suitable for a younger person.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, and you tried talking to them?
There wasn't nothing I could do. They already had everything ready to go.
Okay.
They waited till the end of the day to do it.
Okay. Claim, okay.
Yeah, a lot of folks saying I should sue them, but I'm not that kind of person. But,
Okay, so it wasn't nothing you could do?
No. Chris Isabel.
Okay.
Fifth is Bell or Isabel. What is his last name? I'm not even sure if he's still there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They even had some long-term employees turning their retirement because of that guy.
Yeah.
I know.
Wait a minute. Why is this?
My supervisor's name was Julian Tutwiler.
Oh.
I started trying to get my job back out there. I liked it so much. It was good what I do. Even
right.
The sales manager even came and told me one day that they quarantined a lot of my work over the course of 6 months periodically, and that it was, and they would go through it and said it was flawless.
Oh.
And that I would have never known if he hadn't told me.
Right. Okay, next.
I wish I could remember that sales manager's name, but he called
that's
him
all right.
Eastmont. He goes to Eastmont Church, so I called him Mr. Eastmont.
Okay.
If you need your yard cut, I'll come cut your yard now. I'll charge you half size.
Okay, I'm trying to see what. Why is this? And your date of employment was when?
I want to say it was March or October, I think it was my hire month, around October 14th.
Okay, wait a minute, because, see, it's not that, you've waited too long to file for number one.
It's already gone. Like, I've already been through this one time already. It's already exceeded its limitations.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can't really file anymore because you have exceeded. Sir?
Yeah, I'm just unemployed right now.
Yes. And you can't, and you started in 2015?
I started there, and then I worked there until 2020. So I was employed there for 5 years.
Yeah, but you can't. It's not gonna let me. It's not gonna let me.
So I can't get unemployment just for being unemployed until I find something.
Yep. It's not gonna let me file your claim, sir. It's too long.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm grateful for you trying.
I tried, but it won't let me do it.
I've enjoyed talking with you.
Yes, sir. And it's going to get better for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.